The Houston Astros have had a season to remember. They beat the Yankees to take the American League pennant, and they're favored to win the World Series against the Washington Nationals, which kicks off tonight. But a celebratory rant by a senior executive after the Astros clinched the pennant over the weekend has shifted attention to subjects off the field, including domestic violence and the team's handling of female reporters. NPR's David Folkenflik has that story.
The Astros have had a rocky relationship with the press this year. The club tossed a reporter from the Detroit Free Press out of the team's locker room after star pitcher Justin Verlander didn't want to take his questions, and barred another from the hometown Houston Chronicle. Yet the pennant-clinching game was joy for Astros faithful and the local media. Here's how it ended on Saturday night.
That's driven deep to left center field. Garner is going back. Looking out. See you later.
The call by Astros radio play-by-play announcer Robert Ford.
Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4, win the ALCS 4-2.
Celebration on the field and in the clubhouse, lined with plastic sheeting as players drench one another in champagne, music throbbing in the background. Astros reliever Roberto Osuna had given up a home run in the top of the ninth, but Altuve made him a winner.
That was the pitch I wanted to make you. That's the pitch I got him out in New York. He put a good swing on it, and sometimes you got to tip your hat to, you know, good hitters. That will happen tonight.
Later on, Astros assistant general manager Brandon Taubman held court at the other end of the clubhouse, chomping on a cigar. Stephanie Apstein of Sports Illustrated was among those present.
So this was after most of the chaos has dissipated. Most of the players were either with their families or on the field or getting dressed. So it was actually kind of unusual. You don't see that many front office people in those celebrations.
That night in the locker room, Taubman shouted loudly and profanely at a cluster of female reporters, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so glad we got Osuna." The team's front office considered Osuna a steal, but you should know he was damaged goods, in financial terms, a distressed asset. Osuna's contract was acquired from the Blue Jays in a trade last year after he was arrested and accused in Canada of assaulting the mother of his 3-year-old child. Osuna did not face charges after agreeing to the equivalent of a restraining order. Again, Stephanie Apstein.
When these teams trade for players with reprehensible pasts, they say that they understand this is the start of a conversation and that they think that they can raise awareness for the topic and they want to keep talking about this. But then when people ask them to talk about it, they act like they are the aggrieved parties in this situation.
In a column, Apstein argued the incident shows Major League Baseball's forgive and forget approach to domestic violence. The league put out a statement today saying it took domestic violence seriously. The Astros, however, defended Taubman, calling Apstein's column misleading and completely irresponsible, and saying the executive was just supporting a player. Late this afternoon, Taubman released an apology, saying he was overexuberant and misunderstood. I interviewed 3 witnesses to the incident. They said one of the 3 female reporters, not Apstein, was wearing a purple rubber bracelet to heighten awareness of domestic violence. That reporter tweets frequently about domestic violence. Last year, she tweeted out information about domestic violence hotlines on several occasions immediately after Osuna entered Astros games in relief. Another sports journalist told me Taubman had complained about those tweets. And witnesses said Taubman appeared to be targeting her with his clubhouse tirade on Saturday night. The Astros did not respond to my request for interviews. David Folkenflik, NPR News.